So I think anyone listening will know that the recent state of emergency really got people thinking about food insecurity in the province, and particularly here in the Northeast Avalon. And so we've been hearing a lot of conversations in all the kind of circles that we are of people wanting to think about what do we do for the next storm? What has this taught us about our food system? And so my organization, we work on food insecurity and food security issues. So we decided one of the most important things was just to get people together. So yesterday we spent the whole day at it. We spent the afternoon bringing in some of the organizations that work on this stuff. So food banks, government, community organizations. We took them through a big debrief process. And then we brought the community in the evening, fed everyone a meal, and had a chat about it, had a big discussion, because I think it's really important that this engages both folks at the grassroots and folks at the highest levels, and we learned a lot.
And so what came forward? What did we learn?
Yeah, so I think there's a few things, both on the good side and the challenge side, right? So we did ask people, and people had a lot to say about what worked well during the state of emergency from a kind of access to food perspective, and I think we did see the community really pull together, and there were some really effective grassroots initiatives, right? So there was a food sharing cooperative formed on Facebook that was going door to door, dropping off food to people, things like that. And at the same time, we did really see how we were all struggling, especially around communication and around transportation. And from a food perspective, this was a really interesting crisis because the distribution wasn't really the problem. You know, there was food in the stores, in the warehouses, but it wasn't making that last mile to people. And I think at the root of it, of course, is it just exposed how many people in this community live with food insecurity. So it's upwards of 15% of Newfoundlanders and Labradorians are food insecure. And I think for many people, this state of emergency exposed that a little bit more than we were aware of. So if you were knocking on your neighbor's doors, suddenly realized how many of your neighbors might not be in a position to stock up even for 72 hours, let alone 8 days. So a lot of the conversation has to be around both addressing that kind of big picture stuff, but also I think there are a lot of practical things we can do to respond more effectively maybe next time this happens.
And so what are some of the things that we can do to bolster, you know, to prepare?
Yeah, so there was a few things that came up. One of them is around how do we support some of that work that already happens at the neighborhood level? So are there ways to provide some resources to natural leaders at the kind of block by block level so that there's someone to check on neighbors in a disaster situation? I think there's a conversation there. There's definitely a conversation around how do we distribute food in situations where mobility around the city is really limited. And I think everyone in this situation was a little bit winging it because it was such a unique situation. But next time, maybe there are ways to open up, for example, food distribution spaces just for the duration of an emergency. Because one of the things I think that came up really strongly in this state of emergency was that food banks are not necessarily set up to be disaster relief, right? That's not their structure and that's not their goal. They're designed to be sort of an emergency backstop all through the year, but they're not built to be overrun by thousands of people or be first responders.
Right, yeah.
And many of them are run by volunteers. Many of those volunteers are senior citizens who might struggle to access the food bank themselves physically in a crisis. And so I think we have to think about the physical logistics of it. And about the income side of it, right? So one of the big challenges, of course, is many people lost their income for that time. And so, for example, we had a young person on our panel last night who, the emergency came on payday. They didn't get paid. And so without cash in their bank account, you know,
you're so vulnerable.
You're incredibly vulnerable. And yeah. I think that echoes for people for months after a crisis like this. I think realizing that's important.
We are so up against the clock, but
yep.
I just want to quickly ask, are we ready for the next one? I mean, we're bearing down on an intensifying global pandemic right now.
Yeah, we're not ready yet, but I think the conversation is starting and it's got the right people in the room.